So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
Hey, Dr. Lensflare, before we get started, I have a question for you.
Sure, shoot. Go for it.
Hey. Throw it at me. God, I don't know how to say that. I don't know how to ask it. I don't know how to say it, but I'm just going to come out and ask. Are you responsible for the death of everybody on your moon mission?
What? I know. It was tragic what happened, you know, but we were there to do a job. I was not responsible at all. I mean, like I've been saying, you know, largely the mission was a just huge success. I mean, did we hit some, you know, hiccups or trip on some hurdles or, you know, fall in some moats or, you know, get some egg on our face or, you know, tie our shoelaces together. What's that?
Break a few omelets,
you know, burn a few veggies. Sure.
Dr. Lensflare, I'm asking the question because I was watching.
I am fine. Ah, I am fine.
I was watching the news and it said that the search has ended for all seven astronauts. There were only seven that were sent. Does that make sense?
Are you saying in addition to... Well, you're saying in addition to me.
No. What I'm saying is seven of you went up to the moon and they stopped searching for all seven.
Are you saying could it be that you're saying they were heaven sent?
No.
Instead of there were seven sent?
No, God damn it. No. Listen. Maybe I'm being too coy. It sounds to me like Dr. Lensflare is hiding because nobody knows that he survived the moon after he killed everybody on the moon.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty suspicious that you've been writing that book, I Didn't Kill Everyone Else on the Moon, but if I did, here's how I would have done it.
That was a joke.
That was a joke.
And I've also found it weird that you keep telling us you want to go to Las Vegas to get some of your stuff back.
Yeah, I went on a trip and I left all my stuff there. You know, I've been a little absent-minded from time to time, you know, the stresses of the job, and, you know, left some of my belongings there. That's it. That's the only thing that's going on. You know, that's it.
Okay, because when I was coming in the other day, you made a big like show of the fact that your spacesuit didn't fit. You're like, look, these gloves don't fit.
Oh, that's right. I remember that because you were saying you were saying I didn't even. There was a point the other day where you're saying you didn't even go to the moon. You thought it was just a dream, and there's no way you could have gone to the moon because the suit didn't fit. How could you go to the moon if it didn't fit you?
There was a backup suit, and you know, I just don't want anybody. I know I'm only 4'7", but I'm a little conscious of my weight, and I didn't want anybody to think that I needed a bigger suit than I really did. You know, I've worked hard for this body, you know. I might be 4'7", but I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm a ripped 4'7".
Are you trying to say that the suit that you tried to put on that was too small for you was made for an even smaller astronaut, there's someone in the program that's even smaller than you?
Yes.
Now, the other day, I thought this was weird. Dr. Cheddar asked if he could stay at your place. Which, that's not weird. He does that all the time. You said, I can't. Cato's already there.
We go way back.
Okay.
And he's just staying at your place.
Yeah. He's fallen on hard times again. And we went to high school together. So I'm trying to be there for him in tough times. Because, like, I have got it all together. You know? I have never been better in my life.
Well, didn't you just tell me that you've been missing payments on your Bronco?
You know, yes, my budget's gotten a little tight, you know, and I missed a few payments here and there. I did ask you if you would loan me part of the money, which you said no.
Yeah, I can't too. I'm broke too.
And, man, I do love that car, man. I just love getting it out on the highway, you know, just kind of hit.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, and that's why you don't open it up, because you want to preserve it.
Right.
Yeah, you can't go fast. That's a collector's item at this point. So you can't go that fast. That's where you got to go.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lease on that, you know, since the 90s, and I've just been extending it every year.
Oh yeah, that's an unknown thing with Ford. They have the unlimited lease renewal program. Not a lot of people know about it.
Right. Super, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's not because I couldn't get a loan to buy the car. It's because, you know, I don't want to be tied down. And, you know, I've just been extending it every single year. I love the car that much. You know, I love me a white Ford Bronco, and, you know, I don't have to apologize for it.
Now, Ford has actually given you, they've named, Ford Motor Credit as actually named one of their branches after you, because, you've been making payments for 32 straight years on that lease at $550 a month. And
which was a lot of money even back when you started it, even more so.
Yeah. Even though the car is getting up there in years, they just refused to renegotiate the payment. And I've just been, look, if you love something, you keep it close to you.
I mean, you've paid like $200,000 for that car.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and of course you didn't, trade it back in, because you keep going over on the miles. And so you just re-up the lease, so you don't have to pay, you know, for the miles. Cause that's terrible finance to pay for those miles. You just gotta re-up.
That's the way to do it.
Got to roll it in.
You know,
I don't want to accuse you of doing anything wrong or anything bad, you know, but I, being a person who has this sort of ear to the ground, I thought Dr. Uger was onto something. And to be honest with you, there was a cop that came by asking about you while you were gone. He said his name was Detective Mark Furman, and he just wanted to ask some questions. And I don't think we told him anything. I think we just sent him away with no information, but he was looking for you.
Guys, you have nothing to be concerned about, or, you know, I am not hiding anything. You know, a tragedy happened up there while we were there. People, you know, died for a greater cause. And, you know, do you guys think I did it? Do you? I mean, each one of you right now.
What is it exactly when you're putting it that way? Is it killing all the other astronauts? Is that the it, or is there going to be nuance to it?
I mean, a hypothetical, like what I laid out in that joke sort of gag, that sort of gag book I put out.
Oh, okay. Do I think if I did it book,
yeah,
was real? Well, I've learned that writing is hard. I've written and rewritten this script 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah, we have to keep starting over the audition process because you keep throwing out written in characters and then you write in new characters and we have to keep holding more auditions.
Well, I thought it was funny to call him Judge Ito, E-A-T-O. And then I said, let's do Judge Cheeto. And I went back and forth. And you can't, they're completely different characters, different characterizations, different backstories. And so you can't transfer the audition.
We had two actors under contract on the hook. And we kept making their day and breaking their hearts over and over because we would call one and we'd say, we want you for Judge Ito. They'd be so excited, and we'd get them to move their whole family to Evansville to shoot. And then, you know, of course, we would call and go, nope, we're going Judge Cheeto. We call the guy from New York, and one of the guys killed himself. So we can't do Judge Cheeto, just so you know, by default.
Oh,
okay. Speaking of Cheetos, PA, you're not wearing your name tag, so the name's just escaping me again. But, oh, we were just talking about you. You had a bunch of stuff. Could you just go get us some Cheetos is what I'm getting at? Like, you're still a PA, right?
You want some
Cheetos, and if you could just put a name.
Wait, Dr. Cheddar.
It would make things so
you've,
much
you've worked with this doctor for years and you can't remember his name?
I thought you were a friend, not only a colleague but a friend.
Trust me, if someone just, you know, if you just tell it to
it's
me,
Dr. Lensflare,
it.
Okay, it's Dr. Lensflare.
I really just prefer you put on the name tag.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Sure.
No, honestly, he forgets our names too when we don't wear our name tags either.
Well, I mean, Dr. Uger, I don't know about that. I mean, I, you know, every night before I go to bed, I, you know, say a prayer for Dr. Mister, Dr. Cheddar, Dr. Proctor, and you, Dr. Uger. You know, I also, all your family members, I say a prayer for every one of them as well.
Which god are you praying to?
The god.
Yeah, the thing is all of us kind of believe in a different god, so you got to kind of tell us which one you're with so we can determine whether or not, you know, we think your prayers are going through. Because I've got a very specific god.
Yeah, mine's a party dude.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you guys let me know which of the faiths, you know, which gods you pray to, I'm happy to work that into my prayer for each one of you.
Yeah, mine is specifically, it's Thor from Ragnarok.
Sure. Nope, not a problem.
So is that the one that you prayed to?
No. I'll work it in. The Norse god Thor.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to like he's a heavy drinker, so he's a cool dude, sweet axe, cool hammer.
You got it.
If I didn't make it clear, mine's Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh man, that's a good god.
Yeah,
not a problem.
He loves pizza. Pizza Sundays, oh, every day.
I bet Michelangelo would get along awesome with Thor.
Oh, are you kidding? Thor loves crazy creatures like that. Oh, they get along great.
Honestly, in the movie, I'm surprised that it wasn't Michelangelo sitting on the couch playing video games in it.
I mean, honestly, with that Hawaiian shirt, it might as well have been. In my mind, it was. In my mind, it was.
You should pray to him and ask him if it was him.
It's a good idea. I'm going to do that. I have to get on my turtle shell communicator. That's how I pray.
Dr. Cheddar, who's your god?
Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd?
Yeah. A Gorilla Grodd. I mean, you know, after we had that run-in with the gorillas, I got to, you know, just thinking that that's probably the real Grodd.
Happy to work him in as well.
Thanks. Yeah, makes sense. He can hear what you think. He's got, he talks. Those are really his, like.
Did he work in the DC wing before we,
He had come in one time. He was in a coma. But during the time he was in a coma, he was controlling, I think, the third floor. Pretty much everybody was under mind control, so had to get that sorted out. So, yeah, good choice.
Now, this is tough for you, Dr. Mister, because you were Pope at one time.
Yeah, I'm going, my God is sort of the cafeteria Catholic God.
Okay.
Just kind of pick and choose what aspects are good, what aspects are okay to just blaspheme.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're kind of the Easter Christmas God.
Yeah, guy. Exactly.
That's a tough one to communicate to.
Not really. I mean, it's true. It's hard to communicate to him, but also you can also just say whatever you say is what is in the Bible. That's all part of it. Whatever you believe is in there. Whatever you don't believe is not in there. Whatever you believe that's sort of contradicted by the Bible, you just say you don't believe that. It's easy.
It's a pretty sweet deal when you think about it.
That's why I picked it.
So which one of those gods is yours, Dr. Lensflare? Because as you know, there's only four gods.
I mean, mine is actually the god Zeus.
Oh. Okay. No, that's fine.
You know,
no judgment.
The god amongst gods, Zeus.
So you say. That's fine.
Did I offend you, Dr. Uger? I'm not offended.
Dr. Proctor, are you offended? Do I sound offended?
No, I'm not offended. I'm not offended at all.
Dr. So you've just been praying? You've been praying to a god who's pretty famous for, like, fucking with people and turning into a swan and having sex with people and things, and yet all of us seem to have been living normal lives, not being turned into animals or having weird sex stuff go on. Yep. So that's good. I'm not offended.
Dr. Mister's not offended. Dr. Cheddar, are you offended? I'm
not offended.
I'm not.
I mean, all of your voices seem to be going up. Are you sure? I really didn't mean to offend you guys.
No, what do you mean? I'm not offended. What do you mean? What do you mean? That reminds me. Are you guys okay if we do move forward with just anthropomorphic puppets? Like, Beaker's not a human.
No, he's shaped like a beaker.
Oh, is that what he is? Is that it?
I mean, I think so. I could be wrong about that.
I bet your Beaker has more punchlines than Dane Cook does.
Hey, no, you can't say that about the star of our movie.
Well, guys, Dane Cook, I did talk to his people, and he is on the fence as to whether or not he's doing the movie.
Oh, fuck. Is it because he found out we all worship different gods and he's very religious? So I remember he had that bit about turning people into trees and then making Bibles on them who didn't believe in God.
I heard that, yeah, because we don't practice the same faith that he does, that he doesn't want to do the menu of the movie.
Now that's ridiculous. Can't we all just get along, you know?
It's like, really? You know, don't bring religion into this. But also, if you're going to bring your stupid God, you can screw off.
Exactly.
You know, don't bring politics into it unless you want to donate money to me.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Get the money out of politics unless you're giving it to me.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about a romantic interest?
Do you have one?
Personally or for Dane
Clark? Well, both.
Oh, I thought you were saying a romantic interest in the movie, but are you saying you think we could get Dane Cook to sign back on if we find him a girlfriend?
There are so many things that I think would work there that I'm just going to say yes.
So I'm just throwing this out there and you guys just kind of run with this. But if I was to set up a profile for Dane Cook on Bumble and kind of swipe in to get him like a date that cost money, would you guys be willing to chip in?
I'm all about this plan. I say we save the movie by finding Dane Cook a girlfriend.
Yes.
Love it.
Guys?
Do we all have to be in? Is that...
Well,
needs unanimous support.
Here's the thing. Dane Cook's not the best looking guy. So I'm just going straight to the fact that we're probably going to have to save up and purchase Dane Cook a girlfriend.
So you think that the person that we need to be the face of our movie is not good looking and needs financial support for just some woman in Indiana?
Okay, maybe I'm projecting. I personally in the past have had bad luck on Bumble and have had to spend money to get myself a girlfriend.
I mean, Dr. Uger, if I remember correctly, I remember you went and actually had a photo shoot done at Glamour Shots in the mall for your online profile
pictures. Oh, absolutely I did. And they refused to give me a digital copy. So I wrote and posted on my profile, send me your address and I will mail you copies of what I look like.
If you put all of us on Bumble and Dane Cook, who do you think would get? I don't know how it works. Is it swipe left, swipe right? Who would win in being the best?
Dr. Mister.
Yeah, hands down, Dr. Mister.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I was going to say Dr. Mister as well.
Yeah.
Well, you never catch me dead on one of those sites.
And that's the thing.
That's why you do the best.
That's why you're so hot, Dr. Mister.
Now, speaking of you being able to score some hot tail, how's that cat of yours that you're dating?
Arlene? We're doing all right. Anything happened lately? Not really. We went and kind of did karaoke together. That was fun.
Do you have a karaoke song that you go to? One that you gravitate towards?
One that I gravitate towards? I mean, I have a very limited range. Less than you'd think. But,
Dr. Mister, can I just say, I cannot thank you enough for offering to set up the cage at the hospital for us to keep the gorilla at. You know, we've been struggling to find the appropriate space, and you just volunteered to do it. You volunteered to feed the gorilla every day. I mean, I can't thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate it. I can't take all the credit. I was doing it mostly to find out what was going on the moon. Just kind of learn from the gorilla what really went on up there. I'm writing a competing book. I'll just come out and say it. It's a book called If He Did It, His Life on the Moon.
Now, this one's more of a stand-up comedy bit, if I remember correctly, revising a couple of the drafts that you've written, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's called If He Did It, but really, it's more of a, like, set up punchline where every punchline is, then he must have done it.
Right.
If you fly to the moon with seven people and you fly back with just one, then he must have done it.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the book.
If you wear a spacesuit that does not survive space, then he must have done it.
If you found a Google search on someone's history that says, how did Sandra Bullock get away with killing George Clooney in Gravity? You must have done it.
If Guys, you ever Googled how to wash a spacesuit and make it shrink, you might have done it.
If you ever Googled Gary Busey's brother or whoever he was, how did he do the bombing in Contact with the spacemen? You must have done it.
If you ever Googled, is the DeLorean from Back to the Future real, in case I need to travel back in time, then you must have done it.
If you took the only other witness and locked him in a cage inside of a hospital that was infested with rats and raccoons and possibly explosives, you must have done it.
If you Googled, how did Dr. Manhattan survive on the moon when he's naked, you must have done it.
If you Googled more info about Superman 5, then...
Yeah, like I said, I was working on the book. It's not finished yet.
Boys. I mean, those were hilarious. They were hilarious. I mean, they're hilarious. This is hilarious, jokes. They're so hilarious. Hilarious.
You think that's funny? You should hear the gorilla. I'm training the gorilla to deliver the punchline to every joke. So I'm just like, if you've Googled how did Dr. Manhattan survive on the moon, then you must have done it. That's my impression of the gorilla.
He sounds like Chef from South Park.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any control over what he sounds like. That's...
No, I've heard him. He sounds like this. And when you walk by, he goes, hello, children.
Yep. Because I feel like that's what was lacking in my previous relationship was communication. You know, famously, I spoke for myself and for the gorilla. And that was just not a good situation to be in. It was... That's not how relationships would work. It's a give and a take, a setup and a punchline.
You got to have both.
All right, guys, let's boys, come on. Let's lay this out here and really tell me if this sounds like I would do this. Would I mean, you know, it's in the book, but would I tell everybody that there's a whole new batch of special messages from Earth to our correspondence station that I got a bunch from you guys, each of you guys, and everyone else on the mission got a bunch of messages from their family. Hey, let's all go to the correspondence station. And then I said, oh no, you know what? I forgot my Apple AirPods back in my room. Let me go get them. And then I shut the airlock door to the correspondence station room, and then went into the control room and changed the oxygen levels. And then when the everybody started passing out but not dying, I then opened the door to the void of space, and everyone just flew out the airlock. And because I had, cut holes in everybody's spacesuit, their heads exploded like Gallagher hitting a watermelon, and they just bloodied spacesuits floated off into the deep dark void of space, and then I just sort of stayed there by myself in the space station until I could come up with a story to then tell everybody when I returned. Do you think I'm capable of that?
Not well, the last knows, part, that's for sure.
All I know is the last time we got a new batch of anything, we ended up with a gremlin that looked like a really sexy lady.
That's true. Hey, speaking of sexy ladies, do you think we could just or just sexy people in general, couldn't we between all of us as doctors, make Dane Cook more attractive? So if we don't want to make Dane Cook more attractive, we could make one of us look like Dane Cook. That's simple enough.
So that we can use our charms to get a girlfriend and then just sort of swap ourselves out with the real Dane Cook at some point and she's none the wiser.
I guess that's one option. Yeah, we could do that. I was thinking we could just put ourselves in the movie as Dane Cook, let the legal stuff work itself out later. But yeah, we could also just catfish some poor girl.
Yeah, I guess your method is less cruel. But if we did it your way, wouldn't we be catfishing our entire audience?
Wow. Until you used the word catfish back at me, I hadn't really thought about it. But yeah, that's not cool. Catfishing is not cool.
So maybe we're back to square one and we just have to find him a girlfriend through old-fashioned Bumble. Or do we pay for a subscription to Tinder?
That's pay now? Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, that sucks. I've just been out of the dating scene for so long, just kind of hopping from
first to fence.
Yeah, fence to fence. It's tough, too. I bet if I went on there as a widower, they probably wouldn't probably damage goods.
Well, if you went to widows only.
Is that? I assume that's an expensive site because I assume they have to give up part of the inheritance, right?
Which is
sort of the whole part that most widows are rich from killing their husbands, right? Or those black widows.
Oh, I assume that every widow is definitely purposefully killed off their spouse so that they could receive some sort of huge fortune.
if you died before your spouse did, you probably did.
Nice. Dr. Lensler Thanks. Probably did it.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on. Come on.
Did you marry anybody when you were on the moon?
I may have had a little bit of a ceremony. I did elope. I'll say it. All right. Yeah, I eloped while I was on the moon.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Was it with the dustpan?
The dustpan was my best man. It was with a special gal. You know, and not everybody on the mission with me approved. But, you know, I went through with it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty big piece of evidence.
Yeah.
What?
That's what we call motive.
Whoa.
Opportunity. You had opportunity. That's obvious. Up on the moon, that's every opportunity in the world. Now you got motive. People didn't love your nuptials. What's the word I'm looking for? Your union. I know how that is. And I know how that could lead to, thoughts.
Guys, you're drawing conclusions that are just not there. That's a leap.
Oh, are we? Why don't you come take a look at this cork board that has a whole lot of yarn strung around it?
Yep. This was our cork board that originally started as our casting cork board and clearly turned into a investigation cork board. And you know what? You were right, Dr. Mister.
Would have been good for casting.
Cork boards are not good for casting. They're only good for investigations. And here we are.
Guys, boys, I mean, this is highly irregular.
These are pictures that were taken from the cameras in the module just moments before the airlock was opened.
Whoa, what?
I'm not saying that that's you, but there is one astronaut that is half the size of every other astronaut.
That could be anybody.
Also, the back of your suit does say lens flare.
Somebody might have stolen my suit.
So you're saying
a little Martian, a little moon child, you know, some sort of alien being very well could have infiltrated our base and been impersonating me. That's like highly likely.
I don't think he did it because you just said his name and it escapes me. And I remember the name of murderers. John Wayne Gacy. Got it. O.J. Simpson. Got it. BT Killer. Got it. I look at you and your name just escapes me.
So you're saying that the evidence that we're looking at, pictures of Dr. Lens Flare tearing holes in everybody's spacesuit and then releasing the airlock and watching everyone get sucked out, is not enough evidence for you. You just can't blame him because you can't remember his name.
I mean, those pictures with the name on the back of the jacket where it has his face attached to the body sort of looks like he could have done it. But any of the ones where I can't see his name on his jacket, maybe he killed some of them, but I don't think he killed all of them.
Also, how do we know these aren't deep fakes, Dr. Uger?
We've got Dr. Proctor, who knows all about deepfakes.
Yeah, I'm kind of an expert. I've done a lot of the research, and you know, if you follow the rabbit hole, you end up finding out a lot of stuff. And I can tell you, this is real.
Now, Dr. Proctor, those things where let's go do the research ourselves.
Well, this is a thing where I'm just asking questions, and then you ask questions, and you do the research for yourself.
That's just... But at least you agree this looks real. Oh,
100%. It's real.
I mean, Dr. Proctor, how would you know? I mean, how do you know so much about deep fakes? Maybe somebody's investigated you before and, you've had to use deep fakes in your own way.
Oh, yeah, I have used deep fakes in my own way. That's how I know. I've deepfaked so many interactions with my family, and I've deepfaked myself in so many other places to throw maybe law enforcement officers off my trail. Say,
how do we know you didn't come to the moon and you killed those people?
Oh,
because Dr. Proctor wrote a book saying if I created a deepfake and went to the moon, but I didn't.
I also do remember Dr. Proctor saying he doesn't even believe we landed on the moon.
Yeah, so how would I even go?
Well, there you go.
Because it's a cover. It's a cover.
I mean, I don't know. I remember Dr. Proctor's name, so that does not fare well for him. And didn't he kill those other guys or something?
Well, I mean... Dr. Mister. He was an executioner. I've lost patience.
Well,
nobody's perfect.
So
I think to get to the bottom of this, I think we just need to answer one question. Who did Dr. Linsflare marry?
Kevin Feige's wife.
Is that right? Was Kevin Feige's wife up on the moon?
No, I mean, we were together, but she left me and, you know, she had dated Kevin Feige. We got together.
Him. But she married him first, right?
She cheated on me, went back to Kevin Feige.
Okay.
Got it.
So then who did Dr. Linsflare marry on the moon? We all know Dusty was his best man. Unclear if he was called Dusty at that point or just the Dustpan.
I mean, are you trying to turn this into a Knives Out situation?
Moving a couple pins on this board over here. Yeah, if you don't mind sitting in this chair that just has a bunch of scalpels pointed towards it.
I will. I will humor you. I mean, this is just hilarious. I could never kill, let alone a fly, let alone a human.
Except for, of course, that incident that you had at the hospital before you left for the moon. That accident.
Yes, I did. I did bump into, our brain surgeon. And, somebody's cerebellum got split off from the rest of their brain. And, that person did happen to be someone who worked at Ford. Who was, threatening to end my Bronco lease.
So it's not that you were mad that you had spent over $200,000 in payments and realized you'd been screwed over by the contract, but they were just going to terminate your lease.
Yeah, they said it was so costly for their system to continue processing a lease from the 90s that they were going to end my lease. And I did not like that.
That's right. They had to keep the database open just for your
that's right.
lease. They had switched over from Linux.
And then they started, not only were they billing me for my Ford Bronco, they started billing me for the antiquated computer system. And they said, you're going to pay for this computer system and your Ford Bronco unless you accept a new lease on a Ford Taurus. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got a bill from Packard Bell.
Yes.
Okay, let me throw a scenario out to you.
But I did not kill that guy. I did not kill that guy.
Okay, well, my scenario is this. Dr. Linsler killed that guy. And then he goes to the moon to lay low. Not unlike one Michael Corleone in The Godfather. Now, when he goes up to the moon, he meets a nice moon girl. Teaches her the days of the week in English. They elope, and then a bomb meant for him kills her. Does that make sense? She's like, I'm going to drive the lunar rover. Let me drive it. And then he looks over and he sees that somebody's walking away from the lunar rover with their head down, and then explosion. Does that make sense? Or am I mapping way too many details to The Godfather?
No, I think you're pretty. I mean, listen, truth, art, and truth, right? How does the saying go? Art imitates life.
Yep.
So, are you guys saying all this because you're going to use it against me to say, you know, because there are all these open questions, we can't have you top bill on the movie poster?
I mean, if you did kill them, I sort of think it would draw interest. I mean, no one's paying attention until you put some atrocious thing into your product.
It's true. It's why people watch The Jinx. It's why people watch The Staircase. It's why people watch Making a Murderer. We could rewrite this whole thing. Like, I've rewritten it 4 or 5 times. I can rewrite it as true crime.
I mean, the only reason I'll watch anything with Sarah Paulson in it is because I'm pretty sure she murdered someone. It's just in her eyes. Maybe it's just me.
No, I'm with you guys.
Where do you sit?
Oh, I think he killed that guy.
This is just making me
follow the drops.
This is making me so sad. I mean, I thought you guys were my friends, you know? And, you know, I came back. I was all excited about the movie.
Well, first of all, you make it sound like we're judging you for killing people. We just want you to be honest with us. We've all killed people.
Again, I never lost a patient. I cannot make it more clear. Never killed anybody except that one guy who canonically, as Pope, I dismissed that from existence.
That was your one wish. Yeah.
And then obviously, because of that, Pope got swiped from me. I think that Impression Pope's probably still out there. I haven't really checked in lately.
What was his name?
Oh, John the Doe.
John the Doe, that's right.
He was a John Doe who was here for an OD.
Every time I go to sleep, I see their eyes.
There it is.
Every time I put the window down in my car, I hear the rush of the air.
Okay, he's got a lot of snot coming out.
Yeah, that one was kind of weird and vague because that's just, of course, you hear air when you drop your windows, even if you're only going, 20 miles an hour on the freeway.
I Every time I eat a piece of watermelon, I pee myself.
Dr. Mister, are you writing these down for your book?
I am. If you talk about Gallagher a little too much, you might have done it.
If you take two of these
and don't ghost me.
All right, guys.